U.S. has retaliated for a series of attacks by Iranian-backed militia groups against American personnel in the Middle East, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says President Biden directed what Austin described as precision self-defense strikes in response to at least 19 drone and missile attacks against U.S. bases and personnel in Iraq and Syria since October 17.
We know that these are Iranian-backed militia groups.
Air Force Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
We've been crystal clear that we maintain the inherent right of defending our troops.
The Pentagon says 21 service members received injuries in the attacks over the past 10 days. Officials said the strikes were not connected to the war between Israel and Hamas, but are meant to deter future aggression without provoking a wider conflict. Jennifer King, Washington.
The UN Food Agency said on Friday severe fuel shortages may force it to stop supplying emergency food aid to thousands of displaced families in the Israeli-besieged Gaza Strip. Quote, only two of our contracted bakeries have fuel to produce bread at the moment, and tomorrow there might be none, a World Food Program representative said. The Rome-based agency said it provides daily bread supplies on average for 200,000 people in shelters, but this fell to 150,000 on Wednesday due to the lack of fuel. Gazans injured in an Israeli airstrike were rushed to a nearby hospital on Friday as the conflict in the enclave enters its 20th day. The airstrike, which eyewitnesses said targeted a family's home, led to several injuries and destruction in the area. Gaza health authorities say that more than 7,000 people have been killed by Israeli bombardments in response to deadly cross-border attacks on Israel by Hamas gunmen on October 7th. This is VOA News. Public schools in the city of Lewiston in the northeastern U.S. state of Maine are closed for a second